Iraq's foreign minister, Ibrahim al-Ja'fari, says that the country is winning its ongoing battle against the ISIL militants and that this is shown by the army's recent gains in different areas. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, Ja'fari also underlined Iran's all-out support for Iraq in the fight against the terrorists. Here is a short version of the interview.
I assert that the Iraqi army will win the battle against the ISIL because it's defending a just cause and is supported by the nation, government, and religious authorities. And this is shown by the recent liberation of regions previously held by the ISIL, including Jerf al-Sakhar, Baiji, and etc. The ISIL itself knows that it has no legitimacy whatsoever.
Are you concerned about the United States' plans to arm 100,000 Sunni Iraqis, tribesmen, in those areas where the ISIL is actively engaging in fighting with the government and with the local population? Are you concerned that those weapons that the United States is going to provide could, at the end of the day, end up in the wrong hands?
Iraqi people are not armed based on their religion, whether Sunni or Shia. Each region that comes under an ISIL attack, we will arm the people there. The government is not against arming tribesmen to fight against the ISIL. Furthermore, the tribesmen operate under the banner of armed forces. Other groups must also fight the ISIL alongside the army.
What is the reality of the U.S. military presence in Iraq?
The U.S. presence in Iraq is limited to the deployment of military advisors and launching airstrikes. We are against deployment of U.S. ground troops in Iraq. We have made it clear that the U.S. presence will be limited to airstrikes. Providing intelligence, equipment, and training without establishment of a military base on Iraq's soil.
You talked about the U.S. airstrikes in Iraq. How effective those airstrikes have been in countering the ISIL threat to Iraq's national security and territorial integrity?
Iraq has no problem with airstrikes as long as they are committed to striking specific targets. In a letter to the Security Council, we have made it clear that we only permit bombardments of ISIL strongholds without any damage to residential areas or vital centers. This must happen in coordination with Iraqi officials, and so far this has produced good results.
How is Iran, Mr. Foreign Minister, helping Iraq fight the ISIL terrorists as we speak?
Iran stood by Iraq from the very beginning of the ISIL offensive in Mosul. Iran did not hesitate and provided the needed consultation, which in fact was very effective. This kind of consultation was not limited to specific regions. As you've witnessed, the same help was provided to the Kurdistan region, and Iran's humanitarian aid and media coverage were also remarkable.